Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we are speaking with Greg Nielsen. He is the CEO of Epitome. How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing great, thanks. Nice to be here.
Before we get actually started, can you give our listeners a little background of your company?
Sure. Well, Epitome, it's kind of a play on the word epitome, but we're spelled with all I's and P's for IP, you know, networks. We do voice over IP. We do IP transit, like into the SD-WAN space. And we do messaging and unified communications. That expands into much greater specifics like contact centers, call centers, has been a huge part of our business over the last several years. Hopefully that's specific enough.
Absolutely. Now we're going to be talking about some really cool technology. And I have to tell you, I've gone through a lot of major events in my days with telecommunications in Silicon Valley. I was with Fortune Systems, a $100 million IPO. At the same time as the IBM brought their PC out, we were delivering a Unix-based system, PC size. And so went through the evolution of the PC. The next was the introduction of the Internet. I was generating, basically building the channel for BSD, which was the primary operating system of choice for the Internet at the time. Moving forward through the Internet, now we have voice over IP, another major, major technology change that started in the 2000s. Okay, and now we're going into yet another one, which is going to be even, it is really the biggest change that I've gone through with the technology so far in communications area. And that takes in the WebRTC and the communications platform as a service type structure that Telestax has introduced, and they're going to be at RESTCON in Prague with their RESTCOM One product. It is really exciting, and you've got some technology that you're integrating in with that technology. Maybe you can give us a little quick picture of what you're doing and how you started with it and how easy it was to do.
Well, okay, so we, being in unified communications, we operate two core platforms. One of them is the Skype for Business with voice, and we have contact center solutions, and then BroadSoft. And as we started to get out into some of these larger contact centers, they started having some of their own particular requests, and it was around SMS and messaging. That messaging layer seemed to be what today's generation really connects with. People started using their phones a little bit less and texting more. And so they asked us if we had some applications that we could help them with, in whether it was part of their sales process, whether it was part of their support process or otherwise. We were able to quickly meet some needs on just generic SMS messaging, more or less SMS enabling their business line. But when they started to put it into the contact center context, a whole new world opened up to us. And so we really created it from scratch, wherein we take all of the same logic you use for ACDs or automatic call distributors and basically put it at the SMS data transport layer, so that somebody can now, when if they're calling in, let's just say, we have the ability to look up and instantly determine it's a mobile phone and can actually say in the message, rather than waiting so long, why don't you just text us what you want? Or we can even just put it on their web page or other literature. And so now somebody can text their main number with something, a request or support, and instantly gets routed to a wide number of agents based off of availability or their skill set or particular keywords in their request. And agents are now able to respond to four or five people at the same time compared to just a one-to-one ratio in voice. And so it's not the intelligence behind that logic has been what's so powerful. I'll just give you a quick example. We won a contract for the teen bullying hotline, so nationwide. Now, I want you to imagine teenagers today. How many of them actually use their phone to talk? Hardly any. But because of this particular technology, everybody is willing to send a text message. And it actually has seen significant rise in the number of victims who have been reaching out. And so that's been just in and of itself, it's been a remarkable study in human behavior and in the divide between our generations and so forth.
It also shows how SMS is actually a major communications vehicle out there. And there literally are two separate communication worlds out there. There is an environment in enterprise where you've got your voice and all of that goes together. One of the nice things about RESTCOM is that you can put this into any enterprise and it'll be totally separate from the rest of their communications. So it's really an enhancement to whatever they have in place. So if you don't have texting now, and this goes for a carrier too, if you don't have texting capabilities, you just plug it in and you can enable it overnight.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's actually true. One of the things that has been this is what's unique about, you know, our service offering, and then why we also wanted to go into the RESTCOM marketplace, was because I can SMS enable any number, even if we're the phone carrier or not. So that's why this is so strong. Somebody may be on an old legacy PBX and have traditional PRI T1s or something in. They may have toll-free numbers. They may have other types of ways. But they may be with another competing phone company. But we can SMS enable their phone numbers for this type of technology or even just peer-to-peer. And that's what's so powerful, that we can now go in with a completely different sell without trying to sell them their hardware, their PBX, or even their call center.
Yeah, and in the call center, everybody still has their phone on a desk, but you could literally enable the texting for that stupid phone and redirect your text message to potentially their cell phone that they could respond to while they're sitting at their desk as well.
Well, yeah, well, that's one way. But in reality, if you think about it, let's just take a contact center or a large enterprise. You may have a totally different contact center group responding to text messages than you would handling your voice calls.
There you go.
You see what I mean? So you're not actually doubling the workload of a particular agent to now I've got to reply by text while they're handling a phone call. Actually, no, you're dividing the labor up now. Inbound calls, you know, come into inbound call center agents who take those calls and they converse with them. Inbound SMS messages to that contact center are handled by a different group of agents, let's just say. And they're actually more adept at responding to messages. They can pick from a list of predefined responses or solutions or any other number of things. And so that's what the real power of this is it's taking the communications layer and splitting it up and redirecting it to the area or group that can respond, you know, most effectively.
Greg, we reach 4,500 to 5,000 carriers, an additional several thousand managed service providers through our e-bulletins, our educasts, the electronic media that we send out to them. What would your message be to those organizations about the RESTCOM One marketplace and the RESTCOM technology that was announced from Telestax in Prague?
Well, okay, so we came into RESTCOM being the biggest source code for unified communications and those types of things. We're in that marketplace so that we can get access from other service providers, various tools and products, but we're also giving back. In other words, we're giving and putting our application into the marketplace for other service providers to take out to their client base and basically give them a fast start into that area as well. Because it used to be the old ways of thinking were a company like us, we're a service provider, and we compete with the big boys, and we can compete with several of the, you know, others in UC as well. It used to be you'd build it and you'd hold it your secret sauce and you'd try to keep it, you know, all to yourself and go to market with that. But today is totally different. The way the Android marketplace has come about, the Apple iStore, iTunes, where companies and providers put their application into a marketplace where individual users or companies can access those to their benefit. And that's what's so exciting about this, is that we as a company, we built this from the lens of, if we were another service provider, would we want this? And the answer is absolutely. That's why we built it this way, to package up and put into ResCom for others to get, you know, to take. And we're actually going into ResCom ourselves and getting from other service providers certain tools that we've been able to help our product become better.
This is really a very unifying technology. And just to give our listeners a little background, Telestax is installed in 80% of the level one carriers around the world. So they have a very unifying footprint. And what you're really referring to is that you now have those organizations as potential customers based on the ResCom One marketplace.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's remarkable.
So, it is. It's pretty interesting stuff. So yeah. Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
Well, so, you know, we're really trying to align ourselves more with the Telestax team and being part of the ResCom marketplace. So certainly they can get and learn all about the, you know, features and benefits of what ResCom brings and how it'll essentially give them a highway into products or solutions like ours. But our company as well, we're Epitome, IPITIMI. So it's all I's, but it's IPITIMI.com. And, you know, we have a section there on the SMS. So that's one way they can get it from us. But, you know, look, ResCom and Telestax have all of that there as well.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking today with Greg Nielsen. He is the CEO of Epitome. And Greg, this is really exciting. You're really enhancing the services that call centers can basically make the experience for their customers, consumers, service organizations a lot better and make it a much more pleasant experience for them. Greg, thank you very much for your time today. Interesting insight, and again, great application of the ResCom technology. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.